28 years ago, a young blues singer named Richard Berry wrote and recorded a song called Louie Louie. It became a standard for bar bands across the country. Over this past weekend, Berry himself was on hand at a radio station in Los Altos Hills, California. For 2 days, station KFJC played nothing but Louie Louie. There were more than 600 versions in all, most of which came from station listeners rather than the record companies. William Drummond prepared this report.
Maximum. Maximum.
That's Richard Berry leading a chorus of admirers who came here to the campus of Foothill College south of San Francisco to hear him sing his song. Even after all these years, Louie Louie remains a slightly disreputable song. Because the lyrics were slurred in the early versions, many people assumed they were off-color words to it. This reputation increased its popularity among young people. In the movie Animal House, Louie Louie was the background music at the rowdy fraternity. The Foothill College radio station, KFJC-FM, sponsored the Louie Louie Marathon, knowing that the notoriety of the song still lends it an air of mystery. About 100 commercial recordings of Louie Louie have been released, but KFJC was deluged with 6 times that many during its special 2-day broadcast. These recordings came mostly from garages, basements, and living rooms all over the Santa Clara Valley. Steve Zamora's job was screening those tapes that came in from listeners. He says after a few hundred, the names of the artists began to merge in his mind.
Well, I can't remember any particular names, but there were some that were so bad that they were good, in other words. You just had to sit and listen to all things. It was so trashy. It was intriguing, in other words.
Producer Frank Luft helped organize the marathon. He said the submissions may not all be polished in studio quality, but they often show attempts at creativity.
There are a lot of moments. It ranges from a portable cassette recorder on a bed between two people being really ridiculous, to versions that were developed over a period of 20 and 30 hours in professional studios, particularly for this. The thing that continues to astound me is that with 500 or 600 or 700 versions of the same song, that no two are alike.
During the marathon, the feedback from the audience was continuous. Many people came to the campus to buy Louie Louie t-shirts and buttons, and there were phone calls.
I'd like to hear Louie Louie by the Blues Brothers.
Have we played that one? Does anyone know? It's been played already, dear.
Foothill College sits on the eastern rim of the Santa Clara Valley, which is also called the Silicon Valley because of the concentration of high technology companies. Naturally, computerized music was well represented. This particular song was brought to the station by an inspired technician named Bruce Wallach.
Well, if we're on the record, I suppose I would have to admit, yes, I mixed it.
You did it all in your home?
Yes, I do this kind of thing as a hobby. Used to be music, now on computers.
The recording artists were often at a loss to decide on a name for themselves after they'd done their tape. This fellow wanted to call his group the Piranhas until he was told that there was an English group of the same name. Undeterred, he changed the name of his group on the spot. It would be the Wandering Piranhas.
No idea when that might go on or if it might go on.
Unless it's
not dirty, it's G-rated. It's out and out, not very good, but that's all right. We have no pride. Do you have any polka versions, by the way?
No.
We did have one.
Producer Frank Luft is pleased that the station's Louie Louie Marathon was such a success, but he says the magnitude of the public response went beyond just an appreciation for an old song.
There's something of the tribal singing and dancing nature about it that has a lot to do with it. It's fantasy. Anybody can be a star for a minute and 30 seconds or 2 minutes 50, whatever they want to do.
For 50 solid minutes, Richard Berry performed his song live on KFJC. Of course, Berry had no way of knowing what he was starting when he wrote that song back in 1956. But those three chords, that heavy beat, and those enigmatic lyrics continue to strike a sympathetic note inside many listeners. What happened in Los Altos Hills over the weekend was more than just rock and roll or nostalgia. It was more like music from the masses. I'm William Drummond in Los Altos Hills, California.
It's All Things Considered.